This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
Jeremy Carl of Bozeman, President Donald Trump's nominee for a senior State Department position, withdrew his name from consideration last Tuesday, March 10th, after his controversial comments stirred rare Republican opposition, as well as Democratic opposition, in his Senate confirmation hearing. Jeremy Carl was a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Interior during Trump's first term and was the President's nominee for Assistant Secretary of State for International Organizations. In a statement on X, Carl thanked Trump and Republican Secretary of State Marco Rubio for their support, but said their backing was not sufficient. "We also needed the unanimous support of every GOP senator on the Committee on Foreign Relations, given the unanimous opposition of Senate Democrats to my candidacy, and unfortunately, at this time, the unanimous support was not forthcoming," Carl said. The influential Senate Committee on Foreign Relations typically votes on a nomination before sending it to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. Carl's nomination was in doubt since Republican Senator John Curtis of Utah, a member of the committee, said after Carl's nomination hearing in February that he did not believe Carl was the right person to represent the country's best interests at international organizations. Senator Curtis cited Carl's anti-Israel views and insensitive remarks about Jewish people as disqualifying factors. "Failing to support a Trump nominee is a rare rebuke by the Republican majority Senate, which to date has backed the vast majority of the president's nominations and policies." But Carl's hearing before the committee was rife with criticism from senators of both parties for Carl's racist, sexist, anti-immigrant statements. Lawmakers questioned Carl at the hearing about his prior comments about Jewish people and his belief in the Great Replacement Theory, a discredited conspiracy theory associated with white supremacy that purports that leftist and Jewish elites are engineering the ethnic and cultural replacement of white people with non-white immigrants. When asked at the hearing whether there was an effort to replace white Americans underway, Carl said he believed Democratic immigration policies have certainly sent signs of that. In other statements, Carl defended his sexist, racist comments outright, prompting outrage from both Democratic and Republican senators alike. Gallatin Valley High Schools are gearing up for an exciting new addition to their athletic programs. Baseball is set to be offered as a sport for students at Bozeman High and Gallatin High. The sport was approved during a school board meeting last October and comes after a strong community demand for baseball at the high school level in Montana. Currently, the Bozeman Bucks baseball team, an American Legion Class A team made up of high school-aged players, plays at Heroes Field at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds. The Bozeman Bucks were the Class A 2025 Legion champions. Both Gallatin and Bozeman High Schools will play at Heroes Park per an agreement to lease the field and facilities from the American Legion and for the Bozeman Bucks team to delay their season. Both Gallatin and Bozeman High Schools will have their own varsity and junior varsity baseball teams. The high school baseball season was set to begin with the first day of practice on March 16th. Did you know? In 1917, the U.S. debuted a new recruitment poster featuring Uncle Sam in the familiar "I Want You" posters. Needing a face to draw quickly for the artwork, the artist, James Flagg, realized he could just look in the mirror. The now famous Uncle Sam "I Want You" posters are Flagg's self-portrait in a Stars and Stripes suit and top hat.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.